This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. I try to clear my throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the horrific event that a rampage killing begins to unfold in front of anybody, time is the biggest enemy. It is of the essence in one of these types of attacks. And civilians and police stop a lot of rampage killers by carrying handguns, but sometimes you need a larger round that is available in a traditional handgun. And it often isn't practical to carry around a rifle, and school staff might not have time to run to a locker to retrieve the needed gun. Andrew Pollock, whose 18-year-old daughter, Meadow, died in the 2018 Parkland School mass murder that left 17 people dead, is fighting to give school districts the tools they need. Byrna, a company that makes innovative self-defense tools, has donated 8 backpacks containing collapsible AR-15s to Pollock's Meadows Movement nonprofit. These weapons fire 223 caliber rifle rounds and are more powerful than traditional handguns. On January the 4th, Mr. Pollock will give the backpacks to the Bradford County Sheriff's Office for use by school resource officers and Will Hartley, superintendent of Bradford County Schools. Pollock said the folding rifle is easy to carry throughout the day for a school resource officer inside the bulletproof backpack. Seconds to get minutes lost retrieving a rifle from a locker versus pulling the bulletproof backpack into a vest and having the rifle on hand equates to the number of lives that could have been saved. Because at a minimum, when a rampage killer is allowed to operate unmolested, he's going to kill 4 people, in a minimum of 4 people. The school superintendent echoes his comments. I wish more people could have it, he notes, because if someone comes on your campus and they have a long gun, we need to be able to meet their force with the same kind of force. Now, Bradford County Schools is smart enough to have multiple layers of protection. Even when school resources officers are in the right place at the right time, they have a tough job. Uniformed guards may as well be holding neon signs saying, shoot me first. Attackers know that if they manage to kill the sheriff's deputy, they have free rein to go after everybody else. To prevent that, the Bradford County Schools are also part of Florida's Guardian program. As in 19 other states, teachers and staff are trained to use guns to protect people. But their guns are concealed. Permit holders make guards' very difficult job easier. If an attacker tries to kill a school resource officer, he reveals his position and makes himself a target to someone with a concealed handgun. And as with concealed handgun permit holders, generally, the whole point is that the attacker doesn't know who else he needs to worry about. And finally, this right here is always a genius move to do. Instead of a sign in front of these schools saying gun-free school zone, they are replaced with signs warning, please be aware that certain staff members at Bradford County Schools can be legally armed and may use whatever force is necessary to protect our students. See, I like that. Unfortunately, there are plenty of schools around the country that haven't learned the lessons that Bradford County has. And these backpacks with their built-in bullet-resistant vests and ARs will help protect school resource officers from surprise attacks from behind them and will give them more potent firepower if they get into a firefight with attackers. In literally just a couple of seconds, the bullet-resistant vest can also be put on their front side. Technically, these guns are called AR pistols rather than AR-15s, but the difference in terms is entirely arbitrary and results from nonsensical government regulations on how to define a rifle. Instead of a stock, the AR-15 pistol usually has a tube, but the two guns are functionally identical. Mr. Pollock so believes in Byrna's products that he is now their chief public safety officer. And it will be a shame if school districts' phobias about AR-15s prevent them from taking advantage of this particular product. I have had many conversations with people over the course of time, especially, I had a discussion with a reverend. I used to go to his church. And the first conversation I had with him, he told me how he dreaded the thought that it was necessary to have guns in the sanctuary. And I asked him, how much do you dread the thought of having dead worshipers in the sanctuary? I understand the reluctance of some people to assimilate this idea that the old ways are over, that the way things used to be are done. And that is simply the case. The way things used to be are done. And in that lies the truth. Now, you know, if we're going to have school resource officers in schools, then we need to make sure that they are equipped and ready to deal with some of these things. We need to make sure that they're backed up. We need to put them in a position, right? We need to put them in a position of confidence. Now, what we saw in Uvalde was a cowardly lack of confidence in their ability to do the job. They all just stood around waiting on somebody else to tell somebody else what to do. These guys have a plan. They have a plan in place now. Uvalde, they just existed. They just existed in the event they were needed. Then when they were needed, they had no idea what to do. Bradford County Schools, they have a plan in place. A plan is in place. It is, and, you know, that's the biggest part of this. Actually knowing what you're going to do when this unfolds and starting to go through this. This is the whole military mindset employed. Knowing what you're going to do, and then telling your mind, okay, here we go. And then doing what you've trained to do. Being able to deploy a rifle caliber into a rampage shooting is a huge force multiplier for the defenders. It has to be a huge boost of confidence for the armed teachers. I don't know how many actual resource officers they have on hand that are going to be carrying these things, but if they have one, I mean, if they had one per hallway, they're never going to have a rampage killer try. Not unless it's a stupid rampage, you know. A stupid rampage killer might try, but not one that is trying to do what most of these guys are trying to do, which is to make a big splash and cause a lot of shock. It's brilliant. The whole country should be adopting this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
2023 now, and two of America's deep blue governors are still having conniptions over the June 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling and the Bruin decision that threw out the need for a justifiable reason to receive a permit to carry a concealed weapon. And they are bound to follow the Bruin decision, but both are doing everything they can to sidestep the ruling through legislative and executive fiat. New Jersey, New York, and California are America's triumvirate of extremely gun-unfriendly states. They are led by Democrat governors and legislatures that march to a progressive drumbeat, promote economic and social policies onerous to businesses large and small, and force their overtaxed working residents to subsidize sanctuary policies that have turned their states into strongholds for illegal immigrants and vagrants. All three governors have retained their emergency powers into the post-pandemic era, reviving them as needed to invoke programs and policies that regulate many aspects of their constituents' lives. And above all, they harbor an intense hatred for a citizenry under arms, in keeping with their dim view of the Founding Fathers, who understood in framing the Second Amendment that to disarm the people was the best and most effectual way to enslave them. 1 month after the Bruin decision, New York acting governor Kathy Hochul thumbed her nose at the court by signing a gun law that designated when and where you could carry a concealed weapon. They created a list of sensitive locations prohibiting weapons at government facilities, parks, churches, schools, public transportation, and entertainment venues. She also decided to intrude on private property rights and ban weapons in all establishments serving alcohol, and ordered that commercial businesses of all shapes and sizes must post signage in plain view, giving explicit approval to carry weapons on the premises, going so far as to provide a downloadable sign for posting on a government website. Absence of a storefront notice would be taken as a presumptive gun prohibition, lacking the proprietor's express consent. And in the stroke of a pen, all of New York City had become a gun-free zone, as well as anywhere else in the Empire State where constituents go about their social and professional lives. Legal challenges followed immediately, as the law is patently unconstitutional in its scope and severity. But a federal judge refused an injunctive stay pending an appeal. Now, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is a garden-variety progressive Democrat of privilege who has freely admitted to his ignorance of the Bill of Rights and has often adopted the disastrous policies of his New York counterparts rather than think about the consequences to his own state. For example, the COVID nursing home scandal, emptying jails and free money and welfare programs for illegal immigrants. In December, he latched onto Hochul's post-Bruin CCW restrictions, enacting the same list of barred locations that add on to an already existing regulatory burden of multiple background investigations and approvals, mandatory training, ammunition limits, waiting periods, and storage requirements for home and transport that puts locked and unloaded weapons out of an owner's reach during a critical need for self-defense. Permit fees are now skyrocketing in the Garden State, and new liability insurance requirements will have a disparate impact upon low-income residents, although I do wonder who actually writes that. I don't know if anybody writes that yet. And this all creates for them an economic deprivation of their Second Amendment right in populated areas and urban settings where self-defense against violent crime sees its most acute need. And while he turns the screws down on lawful gun owners, he downplays the exceptional progress made by law enforcement in his own state to reduce gun violence. Over the last 8 years, the state police has created a unique crime gun intelligence program that focuses upon serial gun offenders and mitigates the harmful effects of bail reform laws that put serious offenders back on the street. The bureaucracy of examining seized crime guns for traditional purposes of prosecution, which ordinarily took 10 months, has been retooled at state labs to test guns foremost for lead value information, fingerprints, DNA, trace biologics within 24 to 48 hours, enhancing the speed and effectiveness of street detectives conducting shooting investigations and pursuing suspects. So they're not focusing on the gun with this. What they're doing is they're using the gun as a platform to find the evidence. Now, Every day, crime analysts sift through hundreds of statewide arrests, focusing upon those involving weapons and digging into individual criminal histories that reveal violent recidivism. State attorneys are given daily briefings on those most at risk for repeating their shooting crimes if released under their very liberal bail reform laws. And that information is passed along to county and local prosecutors who can now argue before the bench at arraignments for detention or high bail without doing harm to the spirit of the law. So they're concentrating the efforts on the serial shooters. And this program has brought up a 25% drop in total shooting victims and a 20% decrease in murder victims statewide. That's 350 less people shot and 40 fewer people dead from gunfire every year. That's nothing to sneeze at. And Governor Murphy hardly acknowledges it, because it would fluff the, you know, it's like it would fluff the sails of his effort to impose heavy-handed gun controls on lawful residents. He is quite fanatic about harassing legal gun owners, and he also conveniently ignores federal studies showing that 90% of the weapons used in crimes are obtained illegally, either through theft or off the black market. Theft. A well-armed Secret Service-trained state police executive protection unit meticulously protects the public and private life and movements of Phil Murphy and his family. They are with him and the First Lady day and night, whether on the road, in the governor's mansion, or vigilantly camped outside overnight at the $9.5 million Monmouth County estate. They shadow his children on shopping treks, nights out, and during their school days at private academies. And despite his Wall Street wealth enlarged in 2021 by a $5 million surge in his stock portfolio, taxpayers still foot the bill when the detail is dragged along on holiday vacations to Tanzania, extended stays at his $7.3 million 23-room Umbrium villa in central Italy, or his more modest home in Berlin. New Jersey voters are fed up with his COVID authoritarianism and hypocrisy, sought to unseat him in his 2021 re-election bid. He was found trailing his opponent by 3 points statewide and behind 10 points in one Democrat county when political fortune suddenly reversed between television commercials. Republican voters went to bed confident of one outcome and woke up to a day-long ballot-dumping six-point spring to the finish line for the incumbent. Tough stuff going with these states. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom,
truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges in the state. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he's innocent. He was arrested last week after weeks of investigations led by the local police and FBI. The former king of crypto appears before a judge in federal court.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
It appears House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will lose the second round of voting in the election for Speaker. McCarthy doesn't have the votes to hit the 218 that's needed to secure the Speaker's gavel. Multiple ballots have been needed to choose a Speaker, something the House hasn't seen in 100 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ayn Rand. Here's a quote from her. The hardest thing to explain is the glaringly evident, which everybody has decided not to see. Do you ever get the desperate feeling that you need to wake people up who are sitting around saying, this is fine, while the nation is on fire? It is a constant thing. If you look at the evidence that has accrued over the past few years and then apply it to the proper conceptual model, or conceptual model rather, you'll find that all the pieces fall perfectly into place. This is how you convince people that what's happening is both real and serious. Now, those of us on the pro-freedom right should be aware of the horrific events of the past few years. But there is a problem, which is that it's hard to take it all in and make sense of it. It's also an issue that sometimes we can't wrap our minds around the fact that the tyrannical 10% would want something so monstrous. The people of Germany in the 1930s also failed to understand the monstrousness of the Nazi Party. They paved the way for one of the great crimes of humankind. And the parallelism is stronger than many Americans realize, because Nazis were also creatures of the left.
Modeling the past is the best way to predict the future. Thus, you look at current events and then you develop a working theory of what is taking place by seeing how the facts fit into the conceptual model that you're developing, and a model that can be based on the fact that people will repeat failed behavior. Otherwise, it must be modified to fit the facts in an iterative process while the concept is perfected. Then, when you have a good idea of what's truly happening, most, if not all, of the pieces of the puzzle will fall into place. And most of you are far ahead of us here. But I'm trying to tell you how to explain this to other people. Ruling class leftists have been doing things that don't make any sense unless they are examined in the context of the overall picture. Actions that look like complete incompetence in isolation form a pattern of terrifying malfeasance when taken together. If you've been paying attention to the news from a balanced set of sources, which is something few leftists do, you've been absolutely horrified by recent events. And they keep seemingly repeating themselves. From the major stories to the minor, they have disastrous consequences. Biden canceled pipeline construction and drilling leases, forcing us to be dependent on our enemies for energy. He has depleted the strategic petroleum reserve that was meant for wartime emergencies, and he's used its effect on fuel prices to hide his malfeasance for the midterms. But don't worry when prices rise again. That should only matter if you need anything that depends on oil and gas to get to market, like food, medical, or consumer products. Biden showed profound weakness to our enemies in Asia with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the good news is that we've supplied them with plenty of examples of our latest weaponry, and if they can't get them there, they can probably pick them up for a song in Ukraine on the African black market. And they'll pay for it by putting the things they don't need that we left there on eBay, which is what they're doing today. The dirty little secret is that the leftist ruling class has always worked to redistribute wealth to themselves. That's always the result when socialists preach equity. They magically seem to always end up with other people's money, cruelly taken at gunpoint. Then the Ukraine crisis, which is Biden's old stomping grounds, cropped up, giving them a great opportunity to waste our money and weaponry even more. And all of that's just a warm-up for the main event, the opening of the border to an illegal invasion, the likes of which we've never seen before, accompanied by enough fentanyl to kill every American in 2022. And those are just the big stories. Every day brings some new example showing malevolent incompetence, ranging from rampant election manipulation to an incessant assault on our fundamental freedoms, all coming from the folks who laughably pretend to be liberal. The question is whether the seeming incompetence is really part of a bigger pattern, and the clear answer is yes. Anti-liberty authoritarians of the fascist far left make clear through their rhetoric that they want to destroy the country. And that should be bloody obvious. But it's the results of what they are doing and their specific actions that prove if they've gone beyond rhetoric. Events are part of an overall plan that has a specific purpose that proves it's not just incompetence. The left desperately sought to suppress the Biden laptop scandal because it showed they were under foreign influence. And we now know that if people had been aware of this, history would have been changed. That influence explains why we're diminishing our energy capability while giving the Red Chinese a free pass. The purpose is to weaken us compared to them. And that influence explains why we're diminishing our military capability by shoving cash and weapons at Ukraine. That influence explains why we are committing national suicide with an open border that not only weakens us to the point of a Cloward Piven implosion, but also provides all manner of military infiltration opportunity. It also gives the leftists a great opportunity to take a page from the history of the opium wars and destabilize the U.S. with a flood of fentanyl. And from Newsweek, which the title of the article is a report on China's opium war against the United States. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, this prolonged epidemic has endangered not only public health, but also economic output and national security. Testifying before the U.S. Senate in 2017, then Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen linked the opioid epidemic to declining labor force participation among prime-age workers. Since 2013, China has been the principal illicit source of this deadly narcotic flooding into the United States. But it's worse than that, considering that the fascist far left and the red Chinese are closely aligned in an ideological sense. Who do you think the leftists identify with in a political sense? They have weakened us to the point to where something is going to snap at some point in the future. And it may well be cataclysmic for all I know. You know, everybody's jumping to electric cars. I've seen one or two YouTube videos, but I'm sure that there are a lot of people with electric cars during the bomb cyclone that found out how good these battery-driven cars actually are when it comes to handling the cold air, which is to say, not very well at all. Some of them wouldn't even charge. We're in a slow roll to a cataclysm, and it will fall to you, the people that own weapons. You'll be the ones that will have to step up and actually try to restore order when that happens. Be ready. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's do some predicting, shall we? Predictions are easy. Well, they're sort of easy. It's easier than when you get take out the fake Indians and the perverted presidents and the gnarly predilections of creepy Never Trump weirdos. Now, when you look at predictions, let's start with Ukraine. Ukraine is going to bog down into a slugging match. I saw somebody the other day, I was filling in at a local radio station, and somebody was talking about how Ukraine versus Russia was going to turn into a worldwide nuclear war. And here's my thing about Ukraine. We don't have a dog in that fight at all. We never did. I mean, right now, while Zelensky's coming here and everybody's like, oh, man, he's so cool in his sweatshirt and all these other things. He's shutting down his press. The last vestige of democracy, protect our democracy at all costs, he's shutting down the press. So it will devolve into just, gridlock combat. Even if the Russians generate the combat power to retake the initiative in the spring, they're not going to overrun the whole country. The Ukrainian elite are trash, but the people are tough and drunk, and they're never going to quit. Look for a breakup of the blank check coalition in Congress, though. I mean, we're spending a lot of money there. And I think the American people are sick of it, and it's bubbling up to Capitol Hill. And Ukraine will still get money, but there will be a real pushback. There will be a really bad recession that the regime media is going to label a recovery. Your retirement will crater, and your property value will sink. Unemployment will rise, and this will be blamed on you pointing it out.
The border's not going to close. Millions of illegal aliens and future Democrats will flood in, and again, the real problem will be identified as you complaining about it. In popular culture, I predict that you will recognize maybe two of the best 10 of the 10 best picture nominees, and that you will not have seen any of them. And I predict that Hollywood will depress summer blockbuster audiences with the new Indiana Jones movie starring an elderly CGI in youth and Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Broken Hip, and Cardi B, the chanteuse behind that recent hit about erotic moistness, will have the biggest hit of the year with an auto-tuned opus about the sin of Onan. As far as sports are concerned, I just don't care, so, you know. I used to care, but I mean, the guys that I used to pull for, they're all dying off, unfortunately. So let's talk politicians and presidents. It is my hope, my biggest hope and prediction, that the Republican Party comes to their senses and rejects the insanity of reelecting Rona McDaniel as GOP chair later this January. According to a recent poll, the GOP base has mixed feelings about her. The 3.5% who support her are mixed with the 96.5% who do not. If this was Arizona, now Rona would be a shoo-in, but hopefully the 168 members of the Republican National Committee will not lead the party to ritual suicide. And here's a little bit of gossip. Committee members marked down as publicly supporting her are now privately saying they will abandon her on the secret ballot, while others are ditching her publicly. Unfortunately, Mitch McConnell's not going anywhere, and it's sad. The 80-year-old tortoise will continue to publicly decline and eventually have to be helped off stage when it becomes undeniable to even his staunchest establishment buddies that his time has passed. And Chuck Schumer will then have a free hand to run the Senate. Kevin McCarthy will eventually become Speaker in spite of the dumb insurgency that has dragged on far too long. I expect him to perform adequately, in large part because he knows we in the base are absolutely furious and will take it out on the party in 2024 if they botch the tiny advantage they barely managed to eke out in the 2022 midterms. Having a fight over the speakership right now when it means nothing legislatively is silly, isn't it? I mean, everybody's out there saying, well, I'm standing on principle. Principles are good if you win. Remember that. The GOP's investigations will reveal massive corruption, and no one's going to care. Sadly, most people still think that morals, ethics, and principles still exist. I predict that in 2023, many of us will finally grasp that the important thing is raw power. And the people that ignored the faux Cherokee and the hero of the Tet Offensive and spent decades rhapsodizing over the guy who drove a chick into a pond and left her to drown will whine all year about George Santos. So will the oh well I never Frito Con crowd. And if McCarthy listens to them and squanders 20% of his minimal majority to please the principles hypocrites, he will fail the test. Then the presidency. Joe Biden is a dissipated old pervert, and he's stupid enough to run. And I would not have thought he would, but people like the aforementioned Rona McDaniel, Mitch McConnell, as well as Donald Trump, among others, botched the midterm, and Grandpa Badfinger took that as a collective high five to what is objectively the worst presidency in at least a century. He will run again, and cackling Kamala. I do think there's, however, a non-zero chance that the senile pervert will be caught wandering nude and turgid through the Rose Garden, which KJP will describe him as setting a brave example in the fight against the scourge of vitamin D deficiency that the ultra-MAGA insurrectionists did so much to create. Maybe Gavin Newsom decides to take his shot and primary the crusty incumbent. He will run on the controversial platform of making all of America into California. And in California news, hopefully what's left of the conservative people living there, they will move out. We will see Republicans not named Don or Ron. They will get into the race to widespread ennui. Mike Pompeo will jump in, and the timely splash he makes will not be attributable to his impressive weight loss. Youngkin might run, too. and he might do better than many others. And then there's the ridiculous Larry Hogan and the even more ridiculous Asa Hutchinson. And I hope Liz Cheney does too, because I really do like seeing her humiliated. Morning Joe panel shots that, she will, that's where her future will, and she'll be there with Michael Steele and or Amanda Carpenter. And the newly unemployed Adam Kinzinger's new podcast, Boys Do Cry, will reach dozens of listeners. I expect Ron DeSantis to remain the best governor in the United States and in the fall jump in the 2024 race, immediately topping the polls. Trump will not drop out because before being defeated in New Hampshire and Ohio, assuming that he is, unless he is indicted, which I sort of expect. And when, indicted for what, you might ask, at which point I will refer you to the fact that the only thing that matters is raw power. And those in power that wield it. If he tries to destroy DeSantis, I expect he will find that it is not 2016 anymore, and that this Florida governor is not Jeb Bush. Nor is the electorate willing to take a risk when it can bet on what many see as a sure thing. Of course, it being Donald Trump, I have zero idea about how it's going to go. Nobody does. And I am probably going to be wrong about most of these things I've just said. Anyway, so I'm not going to try to compound that with you by telling you what I think Donald Trump's going to do. Suffice to say, the fight is still on. The fight is always on. It's always going on. And that's the unfortunate part. Hour number three is inbound, and coming up next, it's going to be our first discussion in 2023 with Dean Weingarten, writer from Amaland.com. Got a lot of polar bears to talk about there, trust me. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.